KRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary nominee Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is being grilled by the Senate Homeland Security Committee this morning. Also on Capitol Hill, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard.
Gabbard is expected to be peppered with questions surrounding the Iran operation and her own view of the intelligence leading up to President Trump's decision to attack Iran when she appears alongside other officials before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. The hearing is the first of two on Capitol Hill this week featuring Gabbard, FBI Director Kash Patel, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe. With the intelligence officials set to testify before the House Intelligence Panel on Thursday as part of Congress's regular oversight of the executive branch. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Thanks to Republicans, the Save America Act requiring ID and proof of citizenship to vote now working its way through the Senate. Israel says it has killed another top Iranian official, which would be the third in 2 days. Israel's defense minister says Iran's intelligence chief is dead. Some might say it's too early for this, but if you like it hot, the West is the place to be.
Cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas are accustomed to triple-digit temperatures, but not in mid-March. And in San Francisco...
Yeah, usually it's not this warm in March, so this is kind of a nice surprise.
Excuse Jessica Ling for just wanting to soak in the warm, sunny weather at Crissy Field Beach in the Presidio.
Yeah, this is very enjoyable.
Thomas Jamar is visiting from Texas.
Like, I've been out here before, and it'd be like so cold, I gotta have a sweater on.
Justice Ruiz was walking a small pack of dogs.
Like, we go to the beach every day, and this is perfect weather.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Wholesale inflation staged a comeback last month, producer prices rising 3.4%. from 1 year ago. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 407 points, the Nasdaq off 151. This is SRN News. Americans have very few qualms about gambling.
The Pew Research Center has been asking people around the world whether or not they consider betting to be immoral. Here in the U.S., 70% say no, it's not a violation of any moral code. Compare that to South Korea, where 78% of adults think gaming is morally unacceptable, as do 72% in Nigeria and 66% in Greece. With the NCAA basketball tournament this month, betting in this country is expected to surge. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Pew Research Center has released a new study of religious diversity around the globe, and it finds that for sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. Suriname and Taiwan come in second and third, respectively. The U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but among the largest nations on Earth, it is number one. That's followed by Nigeria, and then comes Russia. This is SRN News. The mystery of a startling explosion and light in the sky has been solved.
A 7-ton meteor that sped across the Cleveland sky at 45,000 miles per hour on Tuesday broke apart in a thunderous boom that startled residents who feared an explosion. People several states away reported seeing the bright fireball even though it was 9 a.m. The American Meteor Society said it received reports from Wisconsin to Maryland. NASA later confirmed that it was a meteor nearly 6 feet in diameter. The meteor was first seen about 50 miles above Lake Erie. Keith Peters, Washington.
A GOP-led House committee has subpoenaed Attorney General Pam Bondi. She is to answer questions about the Jeffrey Epstein investigation as well as files relating to that case. Bondi has been ordered to appear for a deposition on the 14th of April. More details, SRN News.